We're joined in studio today by Derek Lopez Guzman and also Maria Gilmore. Derek is a senior at Elyria High School. He immigrated from Puerto Rico 2 years ago, spoke no English. He's on the baseball team and, in fact, good enough to earn a college scholarship to the University of Pittsburgh. Maria Gilmore is the teacher over at the school. It's an EL program. That's English Learner Program?
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about your responsibilities or this actual program at the school.
So at the school, we have the ESL program, and it's for students who come from other countries or, you know, Puerto Rico. It's a Commonwealth of the United States, and they have limited English. So what we do is we teach them English. Basically, I pull them out for a period where they are acquiring the language. And then I sometimes push in or follow them to the other classes. And I may do, in those classes, I do more translation.
That helps them understand that topic or the study that in that part, whether it's math or history or something to that.
Correct,
okay.
Correct.
So, Derek, what's it been like for you for the last 2 years from coming to Puerto Rico? How did you end up in Elyria?
Dile que mi mamá quería una mejor educación y que aquí estamos.
He's a little nervous, so.
Well, that's quite all right.
He's saying, Mom wanted a better education for him and more opportunities.
And one of the things that you were able to do, I guess, is be on the baseball team. How has that been for you? The first year was probably different. I don't even know if they had baseball last year because of the pandemic. But tell me a little bit about your love of baseball and being able to play at Elyria.
¿Entendiste?
Dijo.
Tu amor al béisbol y cómo llegaste a poder jugar en Elyria.
Que fui a los tryouts y me cogieron y el primer año no pudimos jugar por la pandemia, pero este año volvimos y hicimos el equipo.
Okay. Well, I know he was telling me earlier, in Puerto Rico, he just played in the neighborhood. So it wasn't a formal team. So when he got here, he saw that there was a team at Elyria High School, and he wanted to play. And he said the coach took me, the team took me, and he didn't get to play because of the pandemic. But he's like, but now I'm on the team.
How has it been this year? What's your record, and what do you enjoy most about baseball?
Right now, I'm a pitcher for the Elyria Pioneers. Right now, I got 3 wins and 1 lose, and it's going really good. I mean, pitching.
Talk a little bit about Derek's story in relation to maybe to other students you have. Is this kind of typical, or is this really sort of a unique experience that's happening right now?
This is a very unique experience, and that's why I wanted people to hear his story, and I want my future students to hear his story, because usually when students come and they don't know English, they're afraid to participate in sports or extracurricular activities. I try to tell them, you know, one way you can learn English faster is go join a team, go play, go do something, but they're very hesitant. Well, that wasn't the case with Derek. He went on his own. Like I said, like he said, he saw the teams, like, well, I'm just going to go. And he's not afraid to make mistakes, even in the classroom. If, you know, when he came, he was at what we call a level one. He was a newcomer, very, very limited English. He just knew a few words. And I always try to push them to the next level. So I would always tell him, okay, you know, at a level two, let's work on vocabulary. Let's work on sentence structure. He wanted to, well, no, I want to write 2 to 3 sentences. No, let me move on to a level where I can do a paragraph. And he was doing that on his own. And I think if, you know, in general, if all students could do that and not be afraid, I think that fear factor of making mistakes and, well, people are going to make fun of me, he does not care. He's like, well, that's how I'm going to learn. If they laugh, you know, teach me. How do I say it correctly? So that's made a difference in him in the classroom, and I think also on the field for baseball.
Well, in baseball, you just have to give a look or you give a sign to know how to communicate in that regard. Obviously, your talent is kind of shining, and that's what draws people in. I guess, tell me, how did the scholarship offer come about?
Hay una aplicación que tú subes como uno videos para que los coaches te como que te vean. Entonces, pues, me vieron y me enviaron como que un mensaje que están interesados.
Okay. Let me translate that and then I'll come back because then I'll forget. So there's an app that you can fill out, I guess, a phone app del teléfono.
Uh-huh, como unos videos.
Like a video where you can upload videos of him playing and his information. I think where scouts, coaches are scouting. And that's the university contacted him and said, hey, we're interested in you.
Entonces, yo se lo dije al coach, que es Piazza, y hablamos y hicimos todo lo que teníamos que hacer, y la universidad me aceptó.
And he showed Coach Piazza, you know, the message that he had gotten from the University of Pittsburgh, and he and Piazza and Derek sat down and kind of filled out the information needed and applied to the school.
Do you know if in a college setting they have similar programs like this, or will Derek be on his own to get caught up being able to speak English, being able to attend the classes and do the curriculum?
It's definitely going to be different. Most schools do have a program, a formal ESL program, where international students take those classes before taking the required, let's say, English class or writing class. So I'm sure he's going to have to do that. The question is, and I'm going to be contacting the University of Pittsburgh, is if they can get him started early in the summer, taking those classes. That way he does not fall behind and he will get a head start. So I will be doing that probably today.
We're talking today with Maria Gilmore. She is a teacher at Elyria High School with the English Learner Program. Also, we're talking with Derek Lopez Guzman, who's new to Elyria the last couple of years, doing quite well on the baseball team as well, witnessed by the scholarship to the University of Pittsburgh. Maria, I was curious to know how many students you usually have and what development do they come to you as far as their knowledge of English?
Usually, so on a regular school year, not during the pandemic, I would have up to 21 students, newcomers. Some may have a better understanding of English, but usually that class is for newcomers. No, the majority, 85% that come do not know any English.
Maria, how did you decide you wanted to do this line of work?
Well, I am a former ESL student myself. I came to the United States from Nicaragua in 1982. I had to learn English. In the 80s, you know, the early 80s, I was actually the only Latina in my classroom. There weren't any Spanish-speaking, even paraprofessionals, nobody. So, you know, I just swam, I guess. You know, I didn't want to sink. So I think that's part of my passion, because I went through it. I know what these students are feeling. I know what the parents are feeling, because when I see the parents and, you know, they really don't know what's going on. They don't know the culture of the American school, the requirements. I see my mom, my parents in them. So I think for me, it's having experienced that as a former ESL student, it's my passion.
How is it what they're learning or being taught now maybe different than how you were learned, or is there still the same techniques? Is there ways for people to, there's obviously with phones and things like that, easier maybe for translations, but how are they learning? What's the techniques for that?
The technique, well, let's see. When I came, I was in elementary school. There wasn't any Spanish spoken, and you really were not allowed to speak Spanish. I think that's a huge difference. Now we kind of provide that bilingual, you know, education, that support in Spanish if they're not understanding the content. Back then, it was you're being immersed 100% in English. You're not going to hear any Spanish. You know, I feel there are some pros and cons about that. You kind of, I mean, I guess I was speaking English at a much faster rate because I was forced to speak it. And like you say, technology, a lot of times, you know, they're using Google Translate. I really don't like them to use Google Translate because I want to see how they're developing that language, the language skills.
Do you find it's, what comes quicker, spoken or written?
Oh, spoken. The social language comes first, what we call the playground language. And that's what Derek, that's why he's developed a lot faster because he's talking to his peers on the baseball team. So that social language comes first, then the academic language. And when I, like me, for example, when I came here to the United States in second grade, you know, I spoke the social language by the sixth month. But I really did not get a good grasp of the English language until I felt very comfortable until about 10th grade in high school that I could say, wow, you know, I get this now. I get the grammar and all of that. And writing comes last.
How do you deal with maybe the cultural issues that come about because it's separate from just learning the language, but sort of just understanding being in a different part of the United States, that type of thing?
For my students, the school district, the other ESL teachers, because there are two other ESL teachers. What I'm at the high school, there's one at the Eastern Heights and one at Hamilton Elementary. We have ESL parent family nights where we inform the parents, hey, you know, this is what's expected in American schools. You know, I mean, just simple things like at the high school, the number of credits, you know, that kind of stuff that the parents are not familiar with.
Derek, have you had a chance to go to Pittsburgh yet, visit the campus or be in that part of the United States?
No, I haven't had a chance yet, but soon I will go to the university.
All right.
To visit.
Is pitching the only position you've really played, or do you like to at other times be in anywhere else on the field?
I play infield, like I play shortstop, but I think I'm a little bit better at pitching.
Ah, well, that's what they noticed at the University of Pittsburgh. How's your hitting, by the way?
My hitting, it can be better, but, you know.
Always working on fundamentals.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Exactly.
I'm working on it.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate both of you coming in today, sharing a fine story from Elyria High School. Again, Derek Lopez Guzman joining us, a senior at Elyria High School, and also the EL teacher, Maria Gilmore. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.